This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, right here on a Friday morning. And man, oh man, is it nasty out there. Stay home. Just stay home. Don't go anywhere today. You got to stay home until the snow melts.
Seriously.
Woo! Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
By the way, we're heard on the Odyssey app. You'll get the podcast there later on today, too. So download it. It's free. It's very simple. The snow. Man, oh man, I think they missed it just a little bit.
Yeah, just a tad.
I think there's a little more snow than what was predicted to be. I know when I walked out this morning, now I live near the Ken Carroll area, and I probably have 14, 15 inches of snow this
really?
Morning.
Really?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, it's deep. It's deep. Probably one of the biggest snows we've had in a long time.
Wow, I'd say we only got like probably 7 inches.
It's well over a foot. I know that. It's really deep this morning. And man, driving in, what normally takes me 20 minutes to get into work was an hour this morning. A full hour. I literally left my house at 4:20, got here at 5:20. It was, man, it's a mess out there.
And you always get to play the game of, what lane am I in?
Yeah.
Where are the lanes?
Yeah, well, there was hardly anybody on the road. It didn't matter. Just go.
Yeah.
Just try to go. All right. Take it safe out there this morning because it is slick, lots of snow, and I think the snow is pretty much all over the metro. It just really depends on where you are. If you're west of I-25, really bad. Now, have they opened up westbound I-70?
I-70 at 470 was closed, and now it's open.
C-470 and I-70 going westbound was closed for about 2 hours this morning. And I saw some of the video, and man, oh man, is it backed up there too? You don't expect that many people to be out at this hour, you know, on a snowy day, even more so.
Yeah, I would agree.
But man, there are cars out there, so it's really backed up. It is open back up now, but the going is very slow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and I think there's a big accident in Morrison, too.
Now, I think all this is going to clear out of here later on today, though. I think afternoon, I think we're even expecting some sunshine and high near 40 degrees. So it should clear off by later this afternoon. But, man, if you don't have to be anywhere this morning, don't even try it. DIA, you got delays. You got problems out there. Schools. A lot of schools running late this morning. Many cancellations. I think Douglas County is closed, right?
Yeah, Jefferson County is on a 2-hour delay. Cherry Creek is on a 60-minute delay. And then I think Aurora is on 2-hour delay, too.
It's a crappy Friday morning. But at least it's Friday.
Yeah.
But at least it's Friday. Hey, good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
I saw you come running in here this morning. You're all excited because you won some money on the hockey game last night.
Dude, I won $190 on a $5 bet.
Nice.
That was a big one.
Man,
yeah.
That's going to take care of your dates over the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Oh, you're excited.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, look at you. You're a turncoat, man.
Yeah, you are.
When
I
you
am.
Left here yesterday, you were all USA.
Yeah, well, now I'm Canada, man. Let's go. Connor McDavid.
David,
Nathan McKinnon.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how a little bit of money will change you?
Oh, instantly.
There
yeah.
are football teams that I hate, but man, when I bet on them,
all yeah, of a sudden it's not my yeah. country, man.
Your pocketbook. Your pocketbook is much better, or much you lean that way much more than being patriotic.
Oh, yeah. That was a nice little way to go to bed, for sure.
What yeah. man. All right. Jamie must be running slow today. I mean, we're already at, what, 11 minutes after 6 and no sight?
No.
So I'll bet she socked in, too. Oh, they yeah. probably have a lot of snow.
Dude, coming lives. Down from the tunnel? Yeah, yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah, with all that traffic. Yeah. And, you know, it's got to be like 2 feet of snow or something. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started on this snowy Friday. We do have the weekend tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:45 this morning. Stand by. A lot on the way. It's Friday. You got to love it. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. The weekend. We got tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I learned something.
What'd you learn?
I learned that snowplow dudes are dicks.
Why did you learn that? What happened?
Well, I was behind three of them.
Yeah.
All the way from my house. We went 8 miles per hour all the way from my house. And there's a faster lane over on the left. And every time all of us would try to go that way over around them, the guy would turn his wheel and cut it
down. Really? Jerk over there?
He did not. He took all five lanes. All three of them took all five lanes. And they did not want you to use one lane. Not one lane.
So they're rude.
They were road hogs. They were pace cars.
Yeah.
And we went eight.
Road hogs.
I should have taken a picture while I was driving because we went eight.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the way here.
I had the same situation. I'm coming up C-470, right? Getting to I-25. And where it parts right there to go south on 25, or you go up and over to go north on 25, or you could take the E-470. We came to that point where we didn't know where everybody was going to go. And so it was like, okay, are they going to go left? They're going to go right. But yeah, you get behind one, you're stuck.
I would just like for a snowplow operator to admit that they do that on purpose, because they did not want anybody. I know you're not supposed to pass them anyway, but when there's five lanes and they're taking like four, you figure that one inside lane that's really fast that you could go ahead and go. But that guy did not want any part of it. He turned his blade right in it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Man.
And here's something that we mention every time we get a snow like this. Now, from what I understand, there are portions that are listening right now of the metro that don't even have snow, which is kind of hard to
imagine.
Well, not
really the metro, more up Fort Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said Brighton, just wet streets.
That's crazy.
So that's metro. Yeah, so there are parts here that doesn't really
have
that much snow.
I always think the metro is like Denver in the circle.
The metro is within the, you know, the C-470, E-470 corridor.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought metro area was like Denver-y circle.
Oh, no. It's much bigger than that. It includes Aurora and all that.
I did not know metro was Aurora.
Oh, yeah, in the metro. Wow, yeah. But, man, if you're on the...
I learn something every day on this show.
If you're on the west side of town, you got a lot of snow. We probably had 7-8 inches by 8 o'clock last night.
Yep, it's crazy. Anyway, my girlfriend, I will tell you this. This is the crappiest part, and I posted this. My girlfriend, her and her family decided to go up for that. What's that? It's that big ski event where they, it's not Gordon. It's called Gronken or something. Anyway, you see how many feet you can get down, straight down. And it's this whole challenge, blah, blah, blah. So they drove up for it. And the crazy part is 6 hours from Denver, metro, 6 hours from Denver to the tunnel, and then the tunnel shut.
Jeez. Oh.
And then she had to go pee. And so she peed by the tunnel.
Hey, I got a question about that. Would you get in big trouble if you got caught on the side of the road using the bathroom like that?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so, right? Because you could get charged with indecent exposure. But if you're up there and you're stuck in traffic and you've been up there for 6 hours and a cop comes by and you're over there squatting on the side, they're not going to bother you, right?
Well, if you see a yellow spot right by the tunnel... That's my friend's. That's her pee area right there. She had to pee. Yeah.
Do what you gotta do.
She was
take
like,
a picture and send it to us.
Oh, yeah, right?
If you say it.
I'll frame it and give it to her.
Now, all this is going to clear out of here today. We're going to get back to sunshine later this afternoon and 40 degrees for a high. But we're looking near 70 for the next few days. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is good.
Once you get through everything this morning, we're clear for a while. Oh. Anyway, all right?
Yep,
so
yep.
Take it easy this morning. Lots of schools that are delayed or closed or, well, you'll get the text, so you'll know exactly what's going on, but there's a whole list of them this morning. There's a lot going on today.
It's very busy.
At least it's Friday. At least
it's Friday. I love Christmas. Yeah. Oh, wait. It is Friday. But listen, if you can stay home and work from home, do it, because it is a zoo out there.
It's not worth it.
I mean, the drifts and all that. If you have a low-profile vehicle, you're just going to be stuck. Your bumper will be in the snow.
How close were you to seeing calling it quits for today?
Well, I have a Jeep. I couldn't get it out of the neighborhood.
Really?
And then I was like, this is embarrassing. I can't get out of the neighborhood because the snow is so deep. But then I put it in four high, and I was like, okay. Then I crawled right out, and I was like, well, that'd be really embarrassing if I called in and I have a truck that has, you know, yeah. four-wheel drive.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I did the same thing. I came out this morning and I thought, well, you know what's going to be embarrassing is that if I call in and say, hey, I can't make it. I got a big truck, you know, and then my wife gets up about 45 minutes later and she drives into work.
Yeah, right? That would be bad.
All of a sudden, it looks bad on me. So I kind of had that guilt trip this morning.
Yeah.
It's like,
but we made it.
Stay home. At what point do we get to stay home, JB?
Well, I felt like this was that deep where we did last time.
We were close.
Today we're close, right?
Yep. I mean, we're right on the edge.
Yeah,
I got a feeling if it goes to 18, 24 inches one morning, I'm staying home probably.
Yeah. Well, I think we were there, though.
We were close. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It is crazy outside. Stay at home if you get a chance, if you are allowed to, or just call in and ask the boss. I know several of my friends are like, yeah, no. They just
went outside. I wouldn't even ask today. I'd just stay home.
Just stay home?
Yeah. Screw it.
Yeah, maybe so.
You can bet you here at work, nobody will come in. We're
only
four people in the building.
Exactly. Okay. Just hanging out by ourselves.
Nobody's going to come in.
That is
these
guarantee.
People here that work at Odyssey, I got to tell you right now, and I'm going to vent this morning, okay? They're lazy.
Well, they can work from home, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I just like to be disgruntled.
And if you're going up for that Talons Challenge up in the mountains, I don't know.
I don't know if you'll get there.
I don't either, because they keep closing the tunnel, and then they open it, and then they close it, and then they open it.
Well, they closed for 2 hours at C-470 and I-70. It was closed for 2 hours, so you got to figure that back up alone is going to delay you hours upon hours.
Crazy!
Yeah.
All right, so try to stay home. Anyway, moving on. Let's see here. Well, we know that there was rumors that Taylor Swift helped to get an actress a role on that movie that Blake Lively was on. And now we're finding some audio that, in fact, Taylor Swift did help this chick get on this movie. Here's the audio.
Did I hear that Taylor may have had some influence in getting
the role? Yes, she did. Yeah, I know. I don't even know if I'm meant to be saying it, but I'm saying it. Yeah, she was a helpful part of the process of the audition, which I found out later after I got it, and that rocked my world.
Yeah,
I have no words.
You know, one thing about Blake is that she takes her friends at very seriously and really brings them under the wing. How does it feel to be just kind of part of, have her in your support system?
I feel so lucky. She is an angel. She is a guiding light. She's a force. She is everything you'd want as a mentor and as somebody to look up to. It's a dream. Yeah.
She's Taylor.
So now it looks like Blake Lively not only took over directing, producing, but apparently she hired a casting director, which was Taylor Swift.
Huh.
That's crazy.
Man, you and I blew it. When we were doing contract talks, we should have gotten Taylor involved.
Yeah, right?
We would have gotten more.
Let's see here. It says, this Baldoni or whatever, he says that not only that he alleged that Swift was involved in casting in his January 16th lawsuit, he also says that Lively kind of made him a veiled threat through a studio executive saying that she might change her mind about reaching out to Taylor to secure the use of My Tears Ricochet for the trailer, the song, and if her demands were not met. So she used Taylor all over the place.
You know, the more I see this story, though, you know, at first I went over to the Baldoni side and thought I was on his side. I'm not a big fan of the Blake now. Now I think they're all bad. I think everybody in this thing might be bad.
I don't think Baldoni is.
Other people that were on the set coming out against him now, so I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Blake was just trying to strong-arm everybody.
And even saying, like, you might not be able to use that song if you don't do what I say. I mean, that's not cool.
Yeah.
You know? She is not a nice girl. All right, so here's the thing. Justin Bieber shared a really long Instagram message about his spirituality. And in the Instagram story, it was set to Free Fallin' by John Mayer. Is this Justin talking or is this just a song, Schmidl?
Hello? It's just the song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so Justin Bieber shared a really weird, long, like, a message. He said, I tried to follow the rules. I'm not good at it, but you don't need to follow rules to enter into a life of love. He's really going through something right now.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Appears to be.
Yep. Elon Musk, he waved a chainsaw. Now, here's the thing. Elon's lost his mind a little bit. Not only has he fathered another child, and he isn't acknowledging that baby mama, but then I guess Grimes, that crazy one that named her kid like XR7XBG, she reached out to him, Elon Musk, and said, this is urgent. Your kid is having a medical crisis, because I guess he wouldn't call her back, so she put it on X. Elon's ignoring his children.
That's crazy.
He only has one favorite one out of 13. It's that little boy.
Yeah. You can't do that.
No, you can't ignore.
You gotta love the other 12.
Well, you can't ignore him. I guess the child's having a medical crisis, and he's so busy, like, waving his chainsaw and being, like, I don't know, up Donald's butt, that he forgot he had kids, I guess. Because he has to be on X. He said, I'm sorry to do this publicly. This is Grimes. But it's no longer acceptable to ignore the situation. She said, you're ignoring my calls as one of our three children is having a medical crisis. Meanwhile, this is what Elon was doing. Number three.
President Milei has a gift for me. Javier Milei from Argentina. You guys know who that is, right? Why don't we bring him out?
There you.
He has a chainsaw.
This is the chainsaw for bureaucracy. Chainsaw!
I will say it's a lot better than my electric chainsaw, though.
What was that sound?
That was him just
he's just waving it around,
going off.
I'm kind of impressed he could wave it that high and stuff because it is. I mean, chainsaws are heavy. If it's a gas powered chainsaw, they are crazy heavy, and he's waving around.
And this thing's gold plated.
Oh, wow. It didn't even get to see
that. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
It's really shiny.
It's very nice.
I didn't get to see it.
Gold plated, man.
Amazon, MGM Studios paid $1 billion for all the creative control of the James Bond film franchise. $1 billion. Here's the news about it. Number four.
It's just the song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind. There's no news about it.
There's a lot of songs in there. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, 77% of Americans are concerned about Chinese ownership of TikTok, but yet they all use it.
Yep.
Yep. And it's back.
It's so funny. It's like we're concerned about it, but then everybody that's concerned about it uses it. So I don't know. All right. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
All right. It's the BJ and JB Morning Show. 7:45, the weekend tickets. We've got them to give away. 7:45, you'll have a chance to win the weekend here this summer. And you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Who could be there too?
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Canada sucks. Here on a Friday morning, the snow falling. It's pretty nasty out there. Canada sucks.
Oh my gosh. By the way, it is still snowing a lot.
Yeah, it's coming
I think
down.
It's supposed to taper off at 8 a.m. this morning.
I heard noon.
Oh, you heard noon?
Yeah, that's what they said a few minutes ago, noon.
All right.
Probably another couple of inches on top of what we already have.
Stay home.
Yeah, so it's pretty nasty out there. I'm glad you came to your senses. And this weather kind of helped on that, you know? And I like it. I like it because yesterday...
It's not a complete change. I don't know yet.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Well, I'm going to talk you into it because I am the king of common sense. And I tried to tell you yesterday that you were loony. You're out of your mind.
No.
Your son has you in a direction that you don't need to go when it comes to vehicles.
That's because he lives in California now.
Yeah, yeah. He's turning all liberal.
Well, I don't know. What? My kid is not liberal.
No, okay, listen.
Not that he's nothing either.
He's nothing. That's a good sign. That's a good description,
he's
I guess.
Switzerland.
All right, so yesterday.
Is Switzerland still cool like that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So. Right.
Yeah, I've not been there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. All right, but yesterday you were looting. You were talking out of your mind.
I wasn't. I was actually really.
You were joining a cult yesterday.
It's a lifestyle, and it's called electric vehicles. EVs is what it's
a
called.
Cult.
It's Carson has one. Slacker has one. I talked to Slacker. He said he loves his, and he's on his second one because the first one, I didn't know it got destroyed in the Red Rocks hail damage.
Oh, that was some massive hail.
Yeah, it was totally bad.
Just shows how tender they are.
Are you kidding? People
it was
like
baseball size.
People had head wounds. That was horrible. Remember that? Oh my God, that was awful. Anyway, So I was like, okay, maybe I'll get a car, the EV, whatever, blah blah blah. And then I like the Tesla. I like the look of this new one. It's the rollout edition or whatever, the Y2K or whatever.
The new model's way better.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Uh-huh.
And so I was looking at it. I was like, yeah, that's cool. Well, then I post a picture of the tunnel, and I'm like, oh my God, my friends have taken 6 hours to get to the tunnel, and they're just at the tunnel, and it's taken 6 hours from Denver to the tunnel, and they're not even on the other side yet.
Right.
And then people started hating me, saying, well, I bet you wish you were in a Tesla. Oh, I hope they weren't in a Tesla. Hope they weren't in an EV. What are they, walking? Oh. And people started hazing me. And I was like, maybe this EV thing isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But then, wait, there's more. You ready?
Yep.
So then yesterday, this is like a sign from God. So then it comes out that 22 fully functioning charging stations at 11 locations on the campus in Denver's western suburbs are being shut down.
Shut down by the government.
Yeah.
Why is that?
The email sent from a GSA official says some will be taken offline within the next week and others will be shut down once contracts are canceled. Neither government-owned vehicles nor privately-owned vehicles will be able to charge at these charging stations once they're out of service. It says it is no longer the priority of the government. Under the Biden administration, the GSA had helped other federal agencies procure thousands of electric vehicles, and they promised to build all these infrastructures where to charge them, and now that's all squashed.
Yeah, I understand all across America where it could be squashed, but I would think Colorado, like California, continues on this path of EVs. So I'm a little surprised for Colorado, to be honest, because Polis, he's a big-time electric guy, right?
The Trump administration has also cut federal dollars meant to build electric vehicle chargers across the country, including in Colorado.
Yep. Oof. All right, there you go.
Yep.
Going to cut them out.
Yeah.
So with that being said, are you no longer going to be a part of the cult? Are you still waffling on this? What's going on with you? I'm waffling.
I'm looking at this Chevy Tahoe RST.
What's the RST?
It's fast.
Is it electric?
No.
Okay.
No, it's gas.
It's a gas guzzler?
Yeah, yeah.
Get it.
The RST.
Go for it.
I think it means really stupid and tough.
How about really speedy tough? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I never know what like all the S's and all the F's and all the, you know, like the G, you know, whatever.
I don't even think they know what it means.
Yeah,
they
they're
just
like,
put it on there.
Hey, let's build the Chevy Tahoe RST really speedy and tough.
Some people could make the argument, if you're stuck for 6 hours on the highway, what about gas? You could run out of gas or whatever.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. You can always get off and get gas. There's a lot of places to get gas. There's not a lot of places to charge up your vehicle. That's part of the problem. As you just read, with these stations going down, it makes it even more difficult. I just believe, in my own opinion, and again, it's just my opinion, but I am the king of common sense, that Colorado is not an EV state. It's just the terrain here, the way it's laid out. It just doesn't work here like it could in other states.
Well, what about the hybrids? You know, like the Highlander.
I've heard the hybrids are awesome.
My girlfriend has a Highlander and a Toyota, and she's at 300,000 miles, and she loves it.
No kidding.
300,000 miles, yeah, still going.
Because it like
never
charges,
had one problem.
It like charges the battery as you're using gas. Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah. So, it's called it's the Rally Sport Truck from Chevy. Oh, yeah.
I will say you've come to your senses somewhat this morning. I mean, you've not made a total commitment to getting out of that whole EV thinking, but I do admire the fact. I'm just thanking God that this snow happened, because the snow is what changed the cult for you. You know, God sent a message. He really did. And he said, Jamie White, let me show you. Here's all this snow, and this will change your mind.
So what happens if you run out of battery in your Tesla on I-70? You just pull over, and then you what?
You walk.
And you call for assistance, and then they can't get to you to charge you because they're stuck in traffic too. So you're just pissed off at the world.
They call that S out of luck.
Yeah, right?
Why you're...
I have some breaking news. Spadil, maybe you can check it and see if for sure. But I'm getting breaking news that Jeffco just called it. They were on like a 2-hour delay, but now I got a breaking news that they just called school.
They need to.
They do need to.
Yeah, I'm telling you, my house, and I lived in Jeffco, it's probably 15, 16 inches
it's
of snow
crazy.
Right now.
And
it's really, really dangerous out there.
But don't take my word for it yet, because I don't have, like, it's not.
And you would think Jeffco would be one of the counties that would go first, you know, instead of a Douglas County or whatever. What? But Douglas County, too. It's got its terrain.
Douglas has a ton of rural, and so does Jeffco.
So does Jeffco. And, you would think that this morning would be, I mean, this is one of the worst snowstorms we've had in a while.
Yeah. Jeffco is closed.
I could see that happening for sure.
I have I-70 eastbound, westbound road closed between exit 205, US 6, Colorado 9, Silverthorne. If you are going towards the mountains at all, go to CDOT, and they have all the closures there for you, and you can get alerts.
The only directions you can go this morning that you're not going to have a problem is really going north and going east. If you go east toward Kansas, it's not so bad. You got some snow out there. But going north, they say there's nothing by the time you get to Fort Collins.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's crazy.
But I will say it's a mess down here.
Yeah.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget the weekend tickets coming up 7:45 to win.
BJ and Jamie.
Canada sucks. Canada sucks. BJ and Jamie, did you watch the game last night, Jamie?
No.
Me either.
No, but I do know this. You should have taken the bet.
Yeah, you missed out.
What was the bet? The bet was I was going to take Canada?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do it, though. You know, it's not even worth $100 to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all you. Well,
I got the $100.
See,
that's good.
All right, so you're paid, right?
Yep, I
should. All right, well, Spadil, I guess, won money on Canada, which is. He's a trade turncoach.
Yeah.
So is Carson. Carson rooted for Canada last night.
I did.
And Canada wins in overtime, and I'm not real happy about it because I think they suck.
I will say it was a great game. Right. It was awesome. Like it doesn't matter if you're a hockey fan, you love that game.
I thought you were going to watch, Jamie.
No.
Oh, I thought you said yesterday that you were going to tune into the game.
I don't think so.
You didn't tune in at all?
No.
I was
Southern Charm was on.
Oh. Southern Charm?
Yeah, Southern Charm was on. They were at the Bahamas. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were in the Bahamas.
Really?
Yeah, and then this girl that Shep really likes, this really cute girl, she totally blew him off, and he's just dumbfounded because he gets all the girls, and he can't believe that this girl does not like him. And she's she's not that into him, and now he's all sad in the Bahamas.
Oh. I wish I'd seen Southern Charm.
I know.
All right, so Carson, yesterday they're saying that the lady that sang the national anthem for Canada, she changed up the lyrics to take a slam at the U.S.
She did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? I didn't. Well, I missed the opening anthem.
All I know of "Oh Canada" is that part. Oh Canada,
blah, blah, our home and native land.
I think she added something like "Trump sucks" or something.
Really?
Yeah, to her song.
That's
what I heard. I heard that she changed it up though. And then people were really upset with her, and they booed. And
a national anthem.
I will say, no, you're not supposed to, are you? To take a slam in another place?
That's like that's not cool for
her
country.
No, it's not cool.
Yeah.
That's why Canada sucks. I'm telling you. But I saw the crowd last night. It was in Boston, and it looked like it was about 50-50 Canadians.
Did it?
There was a lot there.
There were a lot there last night.
Canada kind of Canada's where my son was conceived.
He was.
Yeah. In Whistler.
right. Yep. Well,
Fun facts with Jamie.
Now.
Yeah. Yep, that's where he was conceived, in Whistler, Canada.
You know, it was hard for me to take it serious last night because every player there, it seemed, every player there works in America. So it was just weird.
Yeah,
that
is weird.
And I didn't watch any of the other tournament. Yeah. I only saw bits and pieces last night. But it didn't seem like a USA versus Canada type of match. Because, I mean, you had three Avalanche people that were on the Canada team.
Are they double passport? What do you call that? Dual citizenship people?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, they make their money here in the U.S.
I know. Yep. Why are we talking like this?
Because I'm mad. Because I'm mad.
I'm with you. I support this madness.
All right, we lose. Yeah, we lost.
Sorry about that.
It is it is a shame that she had to change up the lyrics, so that's wrong. That's just mean.
Do you know what she did?
Yeah, I can't believe
though?
She did that.
I mean, can I ask,
are you looking
details?
Into it?
Yeah, so there's a part of the song that says, "True patriot love in all of us command," and she changed it to, "True patriot love that only us command."
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, what a slam. Man.
I don't think I get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, well, it's wrong. Yeah. It's wrong. Whatever it was she did, it was wrong.
Awful. Just awful.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, I think a snowstorm on a Friday is a good thing. I really do, because it makes for a three-day weekend for a lot of people.
Well, that is true.
That's kind of cool.
I was thinking we should take some bets.
Okay.
And everybody should do this at your own work if you have to go to work. How many people will show up?
Oh.
I would say less than 50%.
No. I mean, like, literally number. I need a number. I'm going to say, besides us, yeah. I'm going to say Mike.
Here?
Yeah, just Mike.
No, he's out of town.
Kibosh, yeah. I think he comes back yesterday.
Tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah,
okay.
He comes back tonight. All no, right. He's not going to make it. Right, well, I don't know if the big guy will make it. No. Micah, doubt if he makes it.
No.
Powerball Pete, we know he can't make it 6 days of the week, so he's not going to be here for sure.
So I'm saying nobody, but just
I would
us.
Say nobody. I would say nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much empty. But I think most places, if you're in Jefferson County or you're in Douglas County, just stay home, because a lot of the complexes with the government buildings and all that, they've already called it for the day. So,
well, I'm going out to the Gaylord to that fly fishing expo after I leave here, so I hope that's still going on.
I think you're going to be okay going that way.
Okay, all right, good.
So
solid.
I think you'll be okay, because if you go east from here, then you're in a lot better shape than going west.
You guys want to go fly fishing expo with me at the Gaylord?
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I've never been fly fishing, so I don't know anything about
it.
I don't want to go out there and act stupid, you know?
No.
Because you look stupid if you don't know what they're doing.
You could learn.
Dude, I put a kayak on top of my truck. I don't know how to kayak.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a real talent to fly fishing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
is
I mean, it's pretty, it's intimidating to me.
Yeah, well, it's not, it's really, if I can do it, you can do
you
it.
You know, walking up to just a body of water with a fishing pole or something, not so intimidating, but fly fishing, well, you got to put on the waders.
It's an art.
Yeah, it's an art. I think it is, though.
It is, no, it is.
It's like ice fishing. There's an art to that, too.
Yeah, so anyway, then there's a bunch of stuff closed. Jeffco just called out. I wonder if they're embarrassed because they called out 2 hours delay. And
I
now
think
they had
so.
To bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the person that said 2 hour delay? They're sitting at home going, oh, I hope it stomps.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're like,
oh, I'm going to have to. Oh, I'm going to look really stupid when I call out. Oh.
Well, yeah, especially because parents had to make all these different plans for a 2 hour delay. And now they have to make other plans because now they're at home.
And not only that. But Douglas County beat you to it,
well,
okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really what
Shame.
Gets you if you're the Jeffco person, okay?
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, oh, they knew. They knew. They made the right call. I made a stupid call, and now I look dumb. I look dumb. So it's a kind of a competition between Jeffco and Douglas, I think.
I don't know. But anyway, unfortunately, I'm set up for I-70 alerts from CDOT. And I'm telling you, it's like every 5 minutes, they, brah, 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 you guys hear my alerts, right? And it goes off in like different sections as the I-70 keeps getting closed and open, closed and open.
Ugh. Impossible day to go to the mountains. That's just the bottom line. Because it started this morning at like 4 o'clock. They shut down I-70 westbound at C-470 right there at Golden.
Yeah.
And you couldn't you couldn't even go up the hill. And you got to figure that it's really backed up now. And I know for a fact, they showed the tunnel just a few minutes ago, and it's bumper to bumper, and it goes for miles, like 15 miles or so. It's a lot.
And don't forget, you're not supposed to pass the snowplows. And I watched people try to pass the three snowplows on 925. And the lead snowplow guy, he was not having it. And he'd just take his little plow and he'd turn it real fast and just tell the driver, "Don't you dare, you son of a bitch."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they get in a battle with you, they're going to win.
They will win.
They're going to win. They'll shove you right off the highway, man.
They will.
I wonder if they ever call the police. I wonder if anybody ever gets up next to them or starts to pass them and they get on the radio and go, "Can we get a trooper over here, please?"
Well, it'd take a while for them to, because it's so deep today and crazy, but I bet that guy was not having it. He literally turned his whole truck and the shovel into that Escalade.
I'll bet you they rat you out.
Probably.
Maybe get your tag number or something. Yeah. Be on the lookout for this person.
Don't you feel like you could be a snowplow driver, though?
I feel like I could do that.
I feel like it'd be awesome.
I do, too. Like, I do. Way above everybody. Like, yeah, go ahead and mess with me. I'll run your ass over. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having a Zamboni on the highway.
It is.
Pretty cool. It is. All right, it's a BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash. Coming up outside, it is cold. It is snowy. It is slick. Be careful.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What time are we giving away the weekend tickets?
In about 15 minutes. Yep.
Sorry. Okay. Man! Somebody said the sun's coming out in Douglas County.
Get out of here.
Not here at DTC.
Nope. Yeah.
Yep. It is doom and gloom. That's what it is. All right. As BJ mentioned, Canada beats Team USA on Connor McDavid's overtime goal in Four Nations face-off championship. Team Canada took home the victory in the Four Nations face-off final, winning 3-2 against Team USA. Oh, so sad. Aww. It's just so sad.
They cheated.
They did?
I don't know.
No.
Oh. I heard the refs cheated. That's what I heard.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah. For that touchdown?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. We've all been duped again. So this time it's with Drake. I don't know if y'all saw the story where a drone came over Drake's penthouse in Sydney, Australia. A drone was seen peeking into Drake's penthouse. Drake comes outside and then he swats the drone with his flip-flop. Well, now we know it's a promo for a casino.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I thought it was real.
It smelled like a rat from the beginning.
I didn't think so. I thought it was real.
You did?
Yeah, I did. But, oh well, another one bites the dust. What was the other one? The girl yesterday, the girl that said she was divorcing her husband because he booed Taylor Swift.
Yep. Yeah.
That one was fake too, friends.
Fake.
Yeah, it says Drake later shared a screenshot from the video to Instagram where he did a nod to the online casino stake, writing, "The stakes are high, but so am I." And, he's high up in the penthouse. And, whatever.
Stakes are high.
Just one more. Yeah. Just one more of those, son of a... Has he ever talked about the halftime show? Has he made any comments?
I don't think I've seen a statement from him at all.
Yeah, I don't think he addressed it.
That's probably best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Speaking of which, with all these song people, these singers or whatever, BJ just told me that P. Diddy's counsel quit.
Yeah, his lawyer quit. Something major is broken with that. Because he walked away with a weird statement. He says, "Under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs."
Wow, I wonder so what if that you, is.
I don't know. It's breaking news right now saying Diddy's faces a fresh crisis as his lawyer, Tony Rico, he quits with a very mysterious statement.
Wait, what was the statement again? Sorry.
He says, "Under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Combs."
He's found out something else.
Something's popped up. I don't know if it's a video, something that he just cannot defend.
Oof. He said he is not going to provide any details.
Wow.
Well, he can't really because client, lawyer privilege. But there's something really fishy about this. You know what? Sean Combs is never going to get out of prison, folks. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
There's too much baggage here. There's too many crimes.
I wish I knew what it was.
I mean, I can't even tell you how many crimes he's accused of.
Yeah.
Or I mean, the list has to be 40.
Well, I saw a TikTok or something yesterday, and one of the guys was saying, you know, the prosecution, they haven't even told us what's in the baby oil. He said, if you notice what their statement was, we have found 1,000 bottles of what appear to be baby oil, but we know now, I mean, the prosecution's line, but we know now that they probably tested it, and probably each individual baby oil had drugs in it. To knock people out.
They're saying GHB was in the bottles.
1,000 of them. So not only do you have like that, but who's your drug person? How did you get that much that many drugs in your house?
Now, I don't know if that's illegal, though.
GHB?
Is it?
Super illegal.
Is it illegal?
Absolutely.
Where do they get it?
I don't know how they make it, but it's...
Walmart.
Yeah,
it's a date rape joke.
It is,
right?
It is.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
So, but he said it's just interesting because they haven't even said yet that it's in there. They've just said what appears to be baby oil. So they already knew.
Yeah. His trial comes up in May, but this guy's going. He's going to be in the slammer forever.
You know, you have kids and stuff, and they walk into your room, and I mean, do they not go, Dad? What the hell are there 1,000 bottles of baby oil in here for?
Seriously,
like what are we doing here? What's
I don't know. What a fall from grace, though.
But then again, I go to BJ's house and there's 2-gallon bucket of coconut butter.
And it's legal. You can get it at Costco. Hot.
I still think that's funny that you guys buy a bucket of coconut butter or whatever it was.
I think my wife threw it away, though.
Oh.
I haven't seen it lately.
Were you guys just going to like get all crazy together?
The bucket was in the pantry. No, she got on this kick about coconut butter and how it, in your diet.
Oh.
And it fizzled fast.
I thought you guys were going to take the sheets off the waterbed.
Oh, like a slip and slide.
Well, that's a different butter. Not coconut.
Land of Lakes.
Yeah. Land of Lakes.
That's crazy. All right, what do we think about Jessica Simpson and her new album coming out? I saw some snippets of it yesterday, and it's supposed to be her revenge album. They're saying it's a lot like Jagged Little Pill from Alanis Morissette because it's very raw about her relationship with her ex-husband, Eric Johnson. They broke up last year. She said she's bearing her soul in this new album. She hasn't made an album in 15 years. I don't know.
I hope it works.
Yeah, she seems like a nice gal.
She does. I hope it works for her.
I don't know. It just feels so coattailish. You know, like Taylor Swiftie.
Because everyone does that, right?
Yeah.
It just feels like she's past her prime.
Oof.
When it comes to her career.
Well, 15 years to be out of the music business.
Well, I'm just saying, it just seems like on
so
a career,
rude.
I'm talking about her career, it just seems like at some point, Madonna feels that way to me. If she came up with a new album, she just passed it, you know?
Well,
you had your era.
She actually is. She's remaking her first album, Madonna is.
Oh.
Madonna is a legend, though. Madonna's not even close to Jessica Simpson. Madonna can do whatever she wants for the rest of her life. Jessica Simpson is a harder draw, you know, as far as after 15 years. I agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I think you have this window, and she's past that, I think.
So we'll see. She says it's an apology to herself for everything she did not deserve.
I hope it works.
I don't know. I watched a little bit of it. She was laying down some tracks, and she's really just getting into it, man.
You know, Britney Spears is that way to me, too. I think she had her window, and now it's over.
But you know whose window is not over?
Who?
Your favorite two bands have come together.
My two bands?
Yes.
My favorite two
Your
bands.
Your favorite two
together.
Bands on the planet.
Let's see. Who are my favorite? I don't know.
I just heard...
Oh, Nickelback and Creed?
Yes, Nickelback and Creed are together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going to the show. Are they playing the Sphere?
Close. They're playing Troy, Wisconsin.
They're not playing the Sphere?
No, Troy, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. I got to go to Wisconsin to see Nickelback and Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Troy.
Nickelback and Creed will headline this year's Summer of 99 Festival at the theater. Ooh, it's a theater. At the theater in East Troy, Wisconsin.
I'm looking right now.
Look at this photograph.
That's an 18-hour drive.
You can do it.
I don't know. Roads are slick.
They say Daughtry's opening up for him.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, though? It would kind of be funny.
It would be epic.
Because you know all the songs.
Yeah.
Like, all the words to all the songs. It would be one of those things where you get the 1-800-RENT-AMERICA motorhome, you know, and you go
road
with
trip.
All your friends.
Yeah. Yep. Road trip. Nickelback.
Which one sings the, I just heard the news today.
I think that's, I'm pretty sure that's Creed.
Arms wide open. Is it one of them?
It is Creed.
Okay,
yeah.
It's Creed.
Yeah.
Arms wide open. All right. I'm done with that. Let's see here. Sunday's a big night for Carson. Woo!
Huge night.
Woo!
Let's go.
Why?
Yeah.
Suits LA.
Who?
Suits LA.
What is that?
It's a spinoff of Suits.
Oh.
LA? Suits LA.
Yeah.
It's the first season, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Meghan Markle.
She's not in it?
No. No.
Oh.
She used to be a long time
ago.
Okay.
She was great.
Right,
great in the first Suits. Great.
Great. So cool. Great. BJ, so
that
great.
That was
Suits
like the,
LA?
That was like the peak of her career.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Opening up that luggage was pretty cool.
Yeah, she was good at that.
Yeah, she had some Samsonite up there. Number 12.
Yeah.
All right, Suits LA is on NBC on Sunday night. And also, you forgot the other one you're really excited about, and that is the Baldwins.
The Baldwins on TLC.
Oh.
Yeah, that premieres.
It's a packed Sunday, people.
Yeah. Carson's got a lot to do.
Don't bother me. Don't call. Don't text.
You're in a zone. You're in a zone on Sunday.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show right after this. Right here, Miley. We will give away tickets to see The Weeknd.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Weekend is almost here. Now, the weekend weather looks really good. It looks like it's going to be around 40 today, maybe even near 60 by Sunday, so it's going to be nice for the weekend. But right now, not so good.
And it's still snowing here in DTC, at least.
It's a dark, dismal day.
It's a dirge. It's a dirge of a day.
Hey, I got a question for you. All right, you probably haven't thought about this much, but what the hell else we got to do? What do you make of this Elon Musk thing with this kid?
What kid?
With the kid where Grimes put out that message yesterday on Twitter.
I haven't thought about it. Like, what do you, I guess I don't know what you're asking
me. She is on Twitter, and she's saying, I need your help urgently because we have a medical situation, all right? And he's not doing anything, but yet she's doing it public. Do you think that she's playing it, or do you think that he's ignoring it? A little bit of both.
I think they're both weird. I don't know.
She's weird, isn't she?
They're both weird.
He's weird.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just trying to make out why is she going so public with it is what I can't figure
out. I'm wondering if it's maybe because that last girl went public that had a kid with him, and maybe is she jealous of this last woman that's on X saying, you know.
Oh, I'd never thought of that.
I mean, that's all
I could. You might be onto something there.
And while he's busy with his chainsaw and applesauce and all that stuff, he's just ignoring all the kids.
I feel like he's, just disregarding all of his kids.
I don't have time. You women take care of the babies. I take care of the politics.
And
I don't know.
Chainsaws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's just bizarre to me that it's so, if it's a child with a, you know, medical situation going on, it's just weird to me that it's so public.
Well, she said that she apologized and said, I don't want to put this out there on public. You know, I hate to be public with this, but you won't return any of my calls.
Yeah, the only way you're going to see this is if it's on your platform.
Yeah.
Mm, so I don't know. You have people.
That whole thing is bizarre. When you name your kid like XTRG65, like things are jacked up.
And not only that, Jamie, when I look at the name of the child here, I can't even read what the name is.
That's what I just said, like XTRGR65.
Yeah, but they have symbols that you don't even know what they are. I mean, at least with XGR55, you know exactly what it is.
Bizarre.
This has symbols that you don't even know what the hell it means.
I don't know.
It's bizarre.
It is really, really bizarre.
Did you see where that guy, speaking of bizarre, ran through that subway yesterday?
What do you mean he went streaking?
No, he ran his truck. He was, I guess, they're saying that there could be alcohol involved, but he ran his truck into a Subway in Aurora, and literally the bumper stops at the counter where you would order.
Did he get a foot long?
Well, he might have once he got to jail. Once he got to jail, he might have got a foot. Did you get that one?
That's a good one.
That's all we got today, you guys.
Aurora police responding to a Subway store this afternoon after a man drove his car right into the side of the building there. Police interviewed witnesses who said that he got out and walked away after the accident. Police later found him at his home and arrested him. He was treated for just minor injuries following that collision. Police say that they are investigating alcohol intoxication as a potential factor in the crash.
If you want to make a situation worse, leave the scene of an accident.
Yeah.
Well. What are you thinking? I mean, if you've been drinking, okay, you're busted anyway, okay? But they're going to find you, your tags on your vehicle.
Your car's in the restaurant.
Your car is at the counter of a Subway. Yeah.
Well, maybe he's hoping he'll sober up, and then by the time they find him, he'll be like, it was a medical incident, and I don't even remember it.
That's exactly what they do. They hope that they won't track him down, and the alcohol will wear off, but once they find you.
Speaking of Subway, have you all been there lately?
Yeah, the other night.
Everything fine?
Baja chicken was pretty good.
Okay. All right, so I asked the lady, I said, that lettuce appears to be a little bit brown. And she's like, yeah, it's from yesterday. And I go, can we bring out a new bag? And she's like, no, not till this is gone.
Oh, no.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and skip the lettuce.
I'll say this. I think with Subway, for me, in my neighborhood, it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can hit a Subway where it turns out pretty good. Yeah. It's not too bad. Like Carson said, the Baja all the way. But then you can hit it on a day that it's a little wilted.
Yep.
A little bit wilted.
And guess what? We can't get out a new bag until this one's gone.
No, you got to use it.
Well, you know, there are people in the world that are starving. Well, you got to use all the food. You can't. It's what my mom used to tell me. Yeah. You got to eat all that. There are kids starving out there. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Snowy Friday. Be careful.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't forget, more chances to win the weekend tickets this afternoon. Slacker Show has them at 5 o'clock today. Hey, Jamie, can you explain something to me, please?
Sure.
We just got a text a few minutes ago about a lady that bought the shake plate or whatever it's called.
Vibration plate.
I think when we talked about that a couple of days ago, I don't think I fully got the concept of it.
Sure.
Could you explain that to me?
I read everything to you. Everything it does, it increases your metabolism. It helps your joints. It gets blood flow going. And what was that thing? Isolated muscles. It awakens. Remember, isolated muscles.
Yep.
But I'm more about what does it look like. I've not seen one, so I don't really know.
If you put yourself on a scale, but it's bigger. If you put yourself on a scale, but I mean, it doesn't weigh you or anything, and it just shakes you.
It's like a platform. It's elevated.
Yeah.
So it just vibrates.
Yep.
And you stand on
and
it.
And it goes.
And that's supposed to be rejuvenating for your system, I guess,
remember
right?
Remember that, because you wanted to awaken your isolated muscles.
I did. I once had that shake weight. Remember the shake weight?
Yeah, but that's different, and please don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're obviously not right-handed.
People thought...
Don't do it with your left hand.
I am a lefty.
I know. Yes, you do way better on that side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the shake weight works better on your left hand than it does your
right. Isn't it crazy how some of these devices come along over the years and they come and go?
Yeah.
But then they come in with such a, I guess everybody's so excited about a new way to get fit or whatever it might be.
Well, I watched this guy and he was like a pretty fat guy. He looked like Powerball Pete, right? And he's on the vibration plate or whatever.
He wasn't that fat, was he?
He was pretty big. Oh, yeah.
Powerball Pete size?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so he's in little shorts, right? Like Powerball Pete wears to work.
Yeah.
And a little tank top. And he was just, he was shaking. And then he said the first day his legs were so sore because you have to kind of tighten them up to stay on the board. And
stabilize yourself.
Yeah, to balance yourself. Yeah. And so it awakened his muscles.
No kidding.
Yeah, so he believes in it.
Well, I could see that it would you would be using muscles that you normally wouldn't use, and that's all it takes to, in order to rejuvenate them, I guess. But
one person just texted and said, don't do it naked because he hurt his wiener.
Oh. Poor guy.
Well, because I guess it's like... Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Just terrible news.
Yeah, just going like all over the place.
Yeah.
You're just swinging.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so don't do that.
All right, well, I just saw where someone you know, had texted you about the shake plate.
Well, I haven't bought it yet because, remember, I'm on dry February. Remember, I'm doing dry February.
Oh, yeah, you started that yesterday. Yeah. There's only 8 more days left.
No, I just started about 3 days ago.
3 days ago.
Yeah, three days.
My bad.
Where I won't buy anything. I'm not buying anything.
Yeah, dry buy.
Yeah, dry buy February is what I'm doing. And so I can't buy anything until March.
Okay. So you're waiting on the shake plate?
Yeah, I got to buy that in March.
Hmm.
Right now, I cannot buy it.
Well, you got a week.
Yeah, I know. It's been very hard.
You could always get somebody like me to buy it for you. And that way you've not technically bought it yourself.
Yeah, I just have, I'm afraid it's one of those things like a bread maker, BJ, where I'll buy it, seems like a really good idea, and then I'll never take it out of the box.
No, it doesn't to me. Seems like something to me that you would use every single day for the rest of your life.
Because I still have not. What year did you buy me that air fryer?
3 years ago. Yeah. When they came out and they were hot.
Yeah.
Remember, it was a hot item at one time.
Yeah.
It's
in the basement in storage.
Yeah. Mm. I'm telling you right now, that's the biggest mistake you've ever made.
I've made bigger mistakes in my life. I have made bigger mistakes in my life than not opening an air fryer.
I'm telling you that when it comes to utensils.
Would you like me to start listing
No. I'm just saying when it comes to utensils in the kitchen.
Utensils.
The air fryer is probably one of the best items you could have in your kitchen.
It's a small appliance. Not a utensil.
One of the best appliances. It's a life changer.
It also just seems like it's perfect for you. Like it just seems like it's something you would use all the time.
Oh my God! All three of you.
But you just don't know. You've not experienced it yet.
They are amazing.
I'm telling you, it's a game changer in your life. It really is.
I feel okay about me, but thanks.
I don't know. When you're choosing a shake plate over an air fryer, there's something wrong with it. I think that's still a good time.
Dino nuggies.
I think it's eating your brain.
Dino nuggies.
Yeah. BJ JB Morning Show here on a Friday, the weekend almost here. And we're starting to see some sunshine here at the TTC. How about that, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
These beautiful things in my
BJ, mind. Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. The podcast of our show will be up there later on today. Sun's coming out.
Did you guys know that it cost $2 billion to redo DIA?
No.
$2 billion.
Wow. You know, I know they started out and the price tag was like $1 billion.
Right. And then they fired that company.
Yeah.
That they had all kinds of screw ups. So they fired that company. They had to bring in a new company to rework it. It's going to be $2 billion. Here's the thing. They have the living room, which is a high energy space. And it's going to be full of different couches and seating areas and dining halls.
Now, where's this at?
DIA.
No. What terminal are we talking about?
In the main hall.
Oh, okay.
And then there's also going to be the Welcome Home Colorado area.
Welcome. Okay.
Yeah, it's where people will wait for their loved ones to get off the flight and off the train, and it'll be the Welcome Home Colorado area.
I am glad to see that they their budget works a lot like what we do as, you know, as regular people, because, you know, theirs has doubled. When I started my project for the basement, mine almost doubled too.
Yeah.
So it happens to everybody.
Yeah, it sure did. Right now, it is a mess, though.
You know,
I hate that airport.
For example, if you, with your cabin, for example, JB, if you with your cabin, if you right now... we're trying to get something done, and you got an estimate, I guarantee it cost you probably double by the time you do it.
Probably so.
Just like the airport.
Yep. But $2 billion, that is really quite a doubling.
Yeah, it's excessive.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. $2 billion. It is a pretty darn good airport, though.
No, it's not. It's a hellhole right now.
No. I mean, the whole the design of that airport is pretty darn good. I mean, granted,
right,
the construction's
now,
a pain.
And right now, like, there's too many people. We can't all get on the train. And then somebody's like, you're impeding the train from leaving the airport.
Well, it never seems that both trains work. It's always one side, it seems.
There's always, because that one goes the other way. I've been at the airport every freaking weekend.
Yeah,
it seems like lately. Oh my God!
It's a headache. What's the worst airport you've ever flown into, though?
Ever, that you can think of
in the U.S. Let's just go with
probably
the U.S.
Chicago.
Chicago? Yeah. Oh, Chicago goes pretty bad. Stupid. To me, it was Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah. Atlanta's probably the
worst. Oh, you were just there, right?
It's terrible.
Yeah, Atlanta's bad.
Because you were just there last weekend? Yeah.
The problem with Atlanta is you fly in and you're never at the same terminal for your next flight, wherever you're going.
And you got to take trains everywhere, even to like the rental car place.
Yep. Anyway, I was just bringing it up because we got a makeover and it's coming to town.
$2 billion.
Yeah, don't forget to go to the living room. Nice furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
I will tell you, like, the most disappointing thing at the airport is when they do that little bitty ice skating rink. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen
my son. It's right outside the Westin.
It's near the hotel. I've never been to the hotel.
Yeah, it's right between the Westin and the airport. And you literally, like, just weep. Oh, we made it around the circle.
It's that small?
Oh, my God, it's so small.
Tiny.
It is so dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been over to that part. I've never been in that hotel.
You haven't?
Mm-mm. Never seen it.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, only from the highway, but I've never been near it.
Looks like a spaceship. So, pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, $2 billion, but you got a nice airport there, folks.
Well, we will have.
How much longer do they have to work on it?
I think it's 2026. It's supposed to be open.
So it's going to be more like 2035?
Or maybe it's 2027. Don't you feel like they've been working on it for 800 years?
I feel like it's been the last 20 years.
When did they start that project?
I have no idea, but it was years ago.
It was 20... Oh, it'll be in time for 2027. Yeah, I don't remember when they started it. Oh, well.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I was just telling BJ how I got my son for Christmas. I got him the Garmin Fenix 8 watch.
Yeah.
And it saved his life. It saved he and his friends' lives. They were hiking and they went up, I don't know where they were. And the path, the trail got covered with snow and they couldn't find their way down. They were literally like lost.
Yeah.
And so they had the coordinates on his watch and it got him down.
Yeah. It saved me before too. I've been at an intersection before, like over at Broadway and C-470, and I don't know to go right or to go left. Am I going to go east or west to go home? Saved my life.
Really? The GPS saved your life?
You know, that's the only feature on my watch, because I have the Garmin tip.
Yeah.
It's the only feature I really don't use, because I only go from work to home. And so when I get to Lucent, I know where I'm at.
You do?
Yeah. Or if on a Friday, sometimes I'll go off the beaten path on a Friday and run down to Hooters and have lunch.
Yeah.
But when I get to the Hooters parking lot, I usually know where I'm at.
So it's never saved your life?
No, it's never saved your life. To save my life. But one of these days, you never know, Jamie.
Yeah. Well, one of these days, you might get like confused or something. Yeah. You know, the dementia might set in and you'll be like, how do I get home from Hooters?
I may have to go downtown one day.
Yeah, right? It's crazy. Anyway.
I got to tell you, though, this watch on me is probably the most useless device I could have.
Really?
Yeah, because like you said, all the features that it has, it doesn't even apply to my life. All I do is use it for time. And then every now and then, you know, for when I go to the golf course, it tells me I got 42 yards to the flag. But other than that, all these features like altitude and
not using any of them.
Maybe, you know, that's a $1,200 watch on your arm.
Maybe the whole a little feature on there that tells me I got a pulse. Maybe that's probably the most important part of it.
Yeah.
BJ, you're still alive. You got a pulse.
But you guys got Frog the little junior watch, right?
I will tell you this.
This is a great idea.
This really worked out. The junior watch is only like $95. Okay, it's less than $100. But it puts chores on their watch.
Oh.
And they achieve these goals by doing their chores. And then your, you know, steps and all that are on there too. But he loves it. He cleaned his room yesterday, took his laundry down.
That's a great idea.
And he could mark it off, you know, so you can keep up with it day to day that you've, on Wednesday I forgot to do this, and you can make it up with rewards.
That's pretty cool.
And it works out really cool.
So you give him a big Reese cup, the big heart one?
Yeah, I try to. But I got a feeling. I know Frog. It's going to wear off by next week.
Oh, you know,
he's going to be over it?
I think he's going to have about a four-day run with this thing, and he's going to toss this watch or conveniently lose it.
I don't know. That's a kind of a cool thing still.
I'm just saying. I know Frog.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you would. It is your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is great, you guys. Meghan Markle. We talked about, we read kind of what she did in this little, it's so fake. Okay. So let me give you the scene. So she's in a garden. We don't know if it's her garden. We don't know whose garden it is. And they're acting like it's an impromptu. Remember when she changed the name of her company to As Ever?
Just a few days ago.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't it like the day that it was due to come out or the day before?
Yeah. So she's just
she decided to change it.
She changed the name of the company to As Ever, and they're making fun of the video because she's acting like it's an impromptu that Harry just all of a sudden took on his phone, right? And so, but the edits are horrible. I mean, they're just awful. And then she just has a nude lip. I know you guys don't know what that means. And she just has a little bit of lip gloss on. She had a whole makeup team, obviously, try to make her look like she doesn't have any makeup on, but she has makeup on. Yeah. But it's real. It's like just trying to look natural with a little nude lip and a little blush on. And anyway, so she's in her garden and they make fun of her because she says things like she's a crafter. She loves crafting, but she was never allowed to talk about it before. Like when she was at the wherever at the chateau, what's
Buckingham.
Up? Yeah, and they wrote this. They said, Meghan gives us the impression she was never allowed to talk about crafting because crafting wasn't as important to the Queen as opening a hospice center.
Really?
Well, because the Queen liked to, like, yeah. We don't need to see your arts and crafts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, do good, right. Help the world.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
We're very privileged, and we need to give back.
So it says, basically, you were never allowed to talk about your crafting. Oh, no. And anyway, so listen to this. It's awful.
It's recording.
Okay.
It's recording.
Cat's out of the bag. I'm shocked we've kept this a secret for so long. In 2 weeks, my show is coming out, which I'm so excited for. And also my business, which I think there's been a lot of curiosity about.
No, there hasn't.
Last year, I had thought, you know what? American Riviera, that sounds like such a great name. It's my neighborhood. It's a nickname for Santa Barbara. But it limited me to things that were just manufactured and grown in this area. Then Netflix came on, not just as my partner in the show, but as my partner in my business, which was huge. So I thought about it. And I've been waiting for a moment to share a name that I had secured in 2022. And this is the moment. And it's called As Ever. As Ever essentially means as it's always been. And if you followed me since 2014 with the TIG, you know I've always loved cooking and crafting and gardening. This is what I do. And I haven't been able to share it with you in the same way for the past few years, but now I can. So as things are starting to trickle out there, I wanted you to hear it from me first. Of course, there will be fruit preserves. I think we're all clear at this point. The jam is my jam. But there's so many more products that I just love that I use in my home. And now it's time to share it with you. So I can't wait for you to see it. Thanks, guys.
What's she doing? Taking on Smuckers?
Yeah, remember?
She's their competition for Smuckers?
Remember she said that her jam is her jam.
Ugh.
Remember?
I don't like her.
I don't either. And they're saying, so she wants to share a lot of new products. And they were saying what? Like the As Ever dustpan? The As Ever mop? Things that she likes to use in her house on an everyday basis. The As Ever mop? The As Ever dustpan? The As Ever sponge?
Paper as towels
ever. And she secured this, she says, a few years
ago. Yeah.
Saw all this coming. Yeah. Netflix, who's paying her a boatload of money.
Yeah.
I'll bet you Netflix wishes they could get out of this deal.
Oh, I bet they do, too.
Because didn't they pay like $100 million?
And
they don't
like,
see it going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because, it's not going to.
You know, she was silenced in the crafting world.
She was. The queen wouldn't let her. She'd smack her with that ruler.
Don't you
talk about your crafting.
No crafting here.
No, there's no knitting talk going on here.
Hospice centers.
No.
Oh, my God, they destroyed her. But anyway, And did you hear at the beginning of it when he's like, oh, we're recording? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, there are full-blown edits in this thing. Everybody's just ripping it to pieces.
She caught her off guard, didn't they?
Oh, Harry, you're recording me. Oh,
I hate when that happens.
Oh, I know.
When we're in conversation about something, then you tell me you're recording me, JB?
Yeah.
Oh, it throws me for a loop.
Oh my God.
She is so fake.
It's so fake.
She's so fake. I kind of don't like Harry either.
Yeah,
you know, because he lets all this happen.
I know.
He he's got to put his foot down at some point.
He used to be the prince. Now he's a bad actor. Like, he has his phone on. Oh, we're recording. God. He used to play helicopters.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, at the very beginning.
I didn't know that was him.
Just listen at the very beginning.
Oh, I didn't know that was him.
At the very beginning.
It's recording.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That's out of the bag.
Oh, you're right. That's Harry. Harry, stop. Don't be a part of this as was.
Exactly.
Or whatever it's called. As ever.
As if.
As if.
No, it's as ever. Sorry. As if. That's what my new company is called. As if.
As if.
Should be.
Oh, my God.
As wipe.
As is. Whoa. As ever butt wipes. Anyway, Jessica Simpson, we talked about her earlier. She is coming out with a new album, and it's all about, it's a revenge album. She said it's very raw, it's real. It's like the most heartbreak she's ever had going through this divorce. Real raw, it's real. And this is her first single off of it. Go on, use my heart against me.
Yeah, look at her go. You go, go, Jesse.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's no Adele, but it's pretty good.
I don't know how I feel about it, yeah.
I don't know if it's country. I don't know if it's pop. What
yeah,
is
I don't
it?
Know either. It's kind of corny between, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a weird sound.
Yeah.
It says, Holy Ghost, I'm a believer. I'm the key and you're the keeper. Here I come, here I come. don't misuse, don't confuse my love. Well, you can knock me with a feather. Only you know what to do.
Is it true she's a billionaire?
That's what I heard.
That's what I'm hearing, too, that she's a billionaire. That's crazy.
Unfortunately, I like...
Her clothing line or something?
I have some of her shoes.
Is it shoes?
I have some shoes.
Yeah, they say she makes a boatload of... Are they good shoes?
They're good shoes, but it's embarrassing to wear.
Do they have JS on them?
No, thank God. But they're embarrassing to wear Jessica Simpson's shoes.
Does anyone know? If you wore them in here,
no,
would I know that they're Jessica Simpson's shoes?
They don't have any kind of thing that says, no, just inside the sole.
Oh.
Like when you took your foot out.
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing. It's like, oh my God, I'm wearing her shoes.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? It's just kind of weird.
Yeah, I got you.
I feel like those Skecher slide-ons are embarrassing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's for people that have given up.
Really? No, I feel like they're awesome.
No, I'm with you.
It feels like
it
old
does.
People's shoes.
It does.
I just love how they're like kind of like slippers. You just slip them on.
I know, but doesn't it feel like you gave up? It's like when Velcro was invented on the shoe.
Like you can't bend down to tie your shoes.
Yeah.
It's like slides.
Yeah,
slides are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like something Peyton Manning would need because he can't get bent down. Remember that report that came out?
Yep.
And I feel bad for Peyton Manning. They said he couldn't tie it. When he was retiring, he couldn't bend down to tie his shoes. He was so broken up.
Yeah.
So now he wears those slide-on Skechers.
Yeah, I get you with the Jessica Simpson line, though, that somebody will spot you out and they'll know exactly what you're wearing, and it's a little embarrassing. I feel that way when I get caught out with those tight jeans on, Mark Anthony jeans. Sometimes I'll be out and somebody will say, hey,
man, so good.
Those are Mark Anthony's, aren't they? And I'm like, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
I know, but I bought you those underwear that lift your ass and they look so hot in there.
Yeah, but nobody really, they just assume that's really my ass.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
they don't know.
Most of the time. They don't really know that it's underwear that's enhancing that.
You know, if you, like, if the wife leaves you or whatever, I will tell you, as somebody that used to have a water bra, it is embarrassing to take your boobs off and lay them on the floor. And so when you take your ass off and lay it on the floor, and if you start dating, that's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, it
is going to be embarrassing.
Well, I'd never get in that situation, so we're all good.
All right, you know.
The way I look at it is ass on, ass off.
Right.
Ass on, ass off. Kind of like the lights.
Here's a sad story for BJ. I don't even know how to tell him.
What? No, it's Friday. Don't ruin my weekend. What are you talking about?
Looks like Hooters is going down the tank.
No.
Say what?
Yep,
say
Hooters.
What?
Hugely popular theme restaurant change on brink of bankruptcy, sparking fears of mass closures.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Where are the girls going to let the puppies breathe?
Oh, my God.
I mean, where are they going to go? I mean, Twin Peaks can only hire so many.
Yeah.
And I feel like going from Hooters to Shotgun Willie's is a leap.
Oh, yeah, they can't go there.
Yeah. I mean, that's a career change.
That's the A-team.
Yeah, that's a whole different ball.
Yeah.
So where are they going? I feel bad for the girls. I may hit down there today.
And I feel like it's the only place that keeps those. Remember those pantyhose that were in an egg?
Yeah.
The orange ones. I feel like it's the only thing that keeps them afloat.
Yeah. That's their clientele right there.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Can't believe that. What a sad day.
It is a sad day.
Hooters going bankrupt.
Man.
I love their wings.
They are good wings.
Oh, man.
They're stupid.
Best.
No, they're big, but they're also crispy at the same time.
Mm.
It looks like they plucked it off a chicken.
You know, I was just there on Sunday because Frog chose that as his birthday dinner.
For six?
Yeah. Started him young.
Turned seven. He turned seven.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's grown up now. He notices.
He chose that place?
But this is the difference.
We chose Hooters. And we went to Hooters on Sunday for his birthday. Yeah.
My son to this day remembers the time I took him to Hooters in Florida. What's that place where all the Scientologists are?
Clearwater.
Yeah. You told me to go there?
Yeah.
So we did. And
it's the original.
The only place to eat is at Hooters. Mm. He was mortified.
Why?
Mortified. He was 10 years old and the lady was bent over his saying, "Why don't you try this one?" And he's like, "Ah!" And he's still to this day, when he gets a girlfriend or whatever, he's like, "My mom took me to Hooters at 10 years old." He did not appreciate being taken there.
I'll tell you, they have the best wings on the planet.
I heard you.
They're really good.
They are the best. Well,
it's like they just plucked it off a chicken.
I don't think you're a chicken wing fan, though.
I love chicken wings, yeah. But these are
too big. I thought
you
didn't like the bone in.
But, you know, I'll eat them. I'll eat the drummies.
Yeah.
But the ones that are, those are weird.
Oh, the flats are the best part, though.
Yeah, they're perfect.
No, they're as big as my arm.
I love flats.
I love them.
Yeah, because they got that little thing that hangs off the end, that little piece of skin, and it gets like extra crispy. That and you, oh, man, I love biting into that.
It's as big as my arm. It's like gnawing on my arm.
More food for you.
Yeah.
They're just weird. And then one time we got them naked or something. I was like eating something raw. That place.
Yeah, I don't get them naked.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Full tilt. Whoa, full tilt?
Full tilt boogie when I get down to Hooters.
The full tilt boogie.
Take the governor off.
I'm wondering, are any of you guys listening this morning? Because I feel like I'm looking at the freeways and nobody's on them and nobody's in our parking lot and all my girlfriends are sending pictures right now. They're so rude.
They're
sending pictures like all curled up in their beds. You know, just like, oh my God, best day ever.
I feel like though people are just starting to move right now.
I
feel like it's starting to clear up a little bit, so people are starting to move. Maybe a little delay this morning.
So
again, there are those that are just blowing it off completely.
So we did like the show for just us, the four of us.
Basically.
So basically, Heather Collins is going to be doing the morning show this morning.
I know, right?
When she comes on. It's like we did the overnight show all of a sudden.
Yeah, nobody's here. Nobody's
here. Just, nobody's around. Yeah. Nobody's on the road.
It's very odd.
Yeah.
Literally, don't you hate it when like your wife or whatever, she's sleeping in, you have to get up on those mornings? That's how it is with my girlfriends. They're like, oh my God, best morning ever. Bitches. Yeah. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tell
we see it every day, though, for Carson and myself, because you get up and everybody's still asleep and they're snoring, and you got to get out the door, and it's like,
it's freezing outside.
You almost want to put a pillow over their face.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
You don't.
You don't do it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Of course not.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, I don't mind saying this. If you own a snake, you're weird.
Yeah, I'm going to back you up on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Shmadil, I could see you being a snake owner.
I hate snakes.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm terrified of them. All right.
Carson, what about you?
No.
No.
I'm not afraid of them. I'll pick them up, you know, if you see one at the cabin or whatever. But
you pick them up?
Yeah.
Ugh.
What do you do that for?
I couldn't do that.
I won't even touch a little garden snake.
Give me one reason why you'd want to or why you should.
Because I was raised by Bob White. And that's what you do?
But you don't just pick up a snake for the hell of it.
Yeah, you do. If it's going in towards the house, you pick it up and relocate it.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it with a rattler, obviously, but just that, you know, those little snakes that are around the
green
house. Yeah,
murder
snake. They're just going around the house.
The reason I bring this up is I was telling Jamie off air in Carson. I was telling these guys off air that somebody in my neighborhood yesterday, and I think, I'm not for sure, but I think it's across the street, two houses to the left, I think. And they posted yesterday on the neighborhood watch that their pet snake is loose.
Ooh.
And they don't know where it went. Now, The good news is this.
It's dead.
It ain't going anywhere outside.
Very far. Yeah.
So it's got to be within their walls or whatever. But, man, I hope they find it before summer.
But, you know, I and you guys are going to be mad about this, too, because I know you snake owners are not happy about that. But I'm suspect about bird owners, and I've said it every year forever.
Birds?
It just, they don't make sense. They just squawk and poop.
Man,
yeah, birds, they just hang out in a cage.
Yeah. Birds, to me, aren't as bizarre as a snake. Yeah. A snake, to me, is more bizarre. As far as, you know, I'm not a bird owner either, so I kind of don't get
Schmidl
that.
I can see Schmidl as a bird owner.
Schmidl, you like birds?
Yeah, they're kind of fun. Parrots and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's one for you.
Cockatoo.
I was getting ready to do the cockatoo joke. It was going to be a funny joke.
Yeah,
about how
he likes a cockatoo.
Yeah. And then we laugh. But then you just flipped him off, so my joke was ruined.
He said he doesn't have one. I said, well, here's one for you.
Yeah, yeah, he flipped him off. My cockatoo joke fell flat.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay, we gotta go. The weekend is almost here, so we gotta get out of here. Snow, roads. Oh, don't forget, the weekend tickets, 5 o'clock today with the Slacker Show.
I'm so excited. I'm going to the Fly Fishing Expo.
You are going?
Yes. Yeah.
You actually took some lessons, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few times.
Did you catch anything?
Yep, sure have.
No kidding, you're a good fisherman, huh?
I am a good fisherman.
You still got your waders?
I got my waders, yep. Woo! Got my waders. Sometimes a pee in them. Keeps it warm.
I hear you.
You got to pee in them to make them warm.
I got you. All right, we got to go. We got to go. Let's see here.
What
anything
else
we're
is
missing?
Going on?
I don't think so. I think that I got a laid-back weekend this weekend.
Oh, you do?
Know? Yeah. I'm hoping some of the snow melts off here so I can finish up some things around the house.
Can I give you a pro tip?
Yeah.
Don't even bother to shovel because it's going to be like 60 tomorrow. It's all going to melt.
Well.
Roll the dice, man.
What if somebody slips and falls on my sidewalk, though? What if I get sued?
Not your problem.
Could be.
No, you have a heart condition.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't be shoveling. Yeah,
you can't just use your electric shovel.
Oh, that's true. I'm going to take you up on it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to go home and sit on my butt.
Literally, it's going to all melt tomorrow.
No, I'm with you, Jamie.
Yeah, there's
no
reason.
I got a heart problem.
Right.
I'm a sick man. All right, we got to go. Okay. You guys have a great day.
Oh,
enjoy your weekend. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.